Forts on the northern coast of Goa, Part 3. New ideas must use old buildings. Jane Jacobs. You may wonder what can be so interesting about another 400-year-old fort in a region that has many similar structures. I'll say it is a perfect bridge between the foreign past and the local present. The Reis Magos Fort and Church, across the River Mandavi from Panaji, are the oldest remaining edifices in Goa. Looking majestic over the Bardez Peninsula, this fort on the northern coast of Goa brings history, faith, and art in perfect unison. Lessons in History. 1493 AD is the first time this location got attention from the Sultanate of Bijapur, as a military outpost. The Portuguese overtook the Sultanate and recognized the strategic significance of this location. In 1551 AD, to protect the capital of Balhigoa, they commissioned a fort to be built here. But the frequent Dutch attacks stressed the fort's resources to its maximum. One major outcome of this led to the construction of Fort Iguada, read the previous post. Many additions later, a reconstructed Reis Magos fort came up in 1707 AD. Sitting at the perfect juncture of Panjim Harbour, the fort acted as the transit house of many visiting dignitaries from Portugal until the 1730s. By 1739 AD, the Mirdas and their allies Bonslays launched a multi-pronged attack on the Portuguese from the sea and land. The fort was under siege for over 2 years, after which the Mirdas had to retreat, causing no major damage. Origins. Before getting within the walls, it's important to understand where it all began. Right on the road next to the ticketing office and parking is the Reis Magos Church. The fort and the entire village get their name Reis Magos, meaning the three wise men, from this. Honoring the kings of Magi from the Bible, the church is one of three in Goa that celebrate the offering of gifts by them to infant Jesus. Typical of the practice, the Portuguese build a church over a Hindu temple. Lion figures at the beginning of the steps leading to the church doors are a sign. Five doorways manned by slender Corinthian columns add a royal grace to the entire structure. Opposite the main church is the shrine of Our Lady of Good Health. It stands at the exact spot where the first outpost stood. Architectural elegance. Built with laterite stone throughout, the fort structures bear signs of its usage as a military stronghold. Death holes in the ceilings, slopes to roll cannons around, large bastions, cylindrical watchtowers, steep steps, and a sweeping view of the Mandavi and the Arabian Sea. It also served as a prison from the 1900s until the mid-20th century. At its zenith, this command hosted 33 cannons within its walls. Being a fully occupied fort for most times, it provides for a water storage facility that makes use of a natural spring, and a quiet cemetery just outside the fort walls. Today, one building within is alive with the sketches of Mario Miranda, Goa's renowned cartoonist, while the other echoes with nationalist fervor and is the Goa Freedom Fighters Gallery. The governor's room holds a scale model of the Reis Magos Fort. It is indeed heartening to see the restoration bring the local history alive through its focused efforts here. With a cocoa beach close by and Panjim a short drive away, the Reis Magos Church and Fort on the northern coast of Goa is the fastest ticket to experience art, faith and history in all its glory. Whether you live in Goa, holidaying or just passing by, find your way to it. Hindi Amalgam.